Okay, this is I think it's an eighth episode of our podcast, English podcast. Today we have I think it's a hot topic. It's a remote learning. You know, guys, now we are in pandemic coronavirus. So this is topic very hot for students, for teachers, for also families, because every family have two out of I think six children. I think it's three in elementary, two in high school, or four in university. So I think remote learning, it's very hot topic, so we decide to talking about it. So we have today Hussein. It's a student in a college here in Saudi Arabia. Okay. Can you give us a definition, a small definition, or your opinion about remote learning, Hussein?
Okay, remote learning is a way to study, to use in college or in general, it's easier than you go to the school,
yeah,
or to the universe. It's you just sit in your home and open your laptop or your phone,
yes,
and study with your teacher.
Oh, I agree with you. I think remote learning is a better way to learning, saving times of student, saving money about the gasoline using a car to go to the college or school, or especially with the families who live far away from schools or far away from center city. Yes, it's a very, I think it's very special way. But in my opinion, remote learning is not good for some student because he doesn't, keep up with student when he's studying from home. What do you think?
What did you say last subscribe?
I asked you about some students can't keep up with remote learning. So what do you think about these students? Is this student weak or don't know? What the reason why these students can't keep up with and the rest of student?
Okay, I think it's because when you in your house,
yes,
you can't live like you are in your school or you are in your university. It's not the same place, so you will lose the
focusing.
Yes, you will lose a lot of things.
Yeah.
As example, university or school, when you go to it, you will dress, you will prepare, you will do a lot of things. But in your home, you can do anything and you can go to this study and study with your friends.
Yeah, it's absolutely. I think sometimes I do it this way because sometimes I have lecture in 10 a.m. 10 a.m. So I wake up from my sleep. It's, I think, before the lecture, 5 minutes or 10 minutes to prepare my my body. not my prepare my brain or mind to studying things. Yeah, I think it's the first lecture. It's so hard to me to understand what doctors say. Okay, so we said some pros, positives, and cons. Can you give me a list about pros, the positives, some positives?
Pros?
Yeah, okay. Positives.
Okay. I think the first one is the noises. In your house, maybe.
I think you just you didn't get the pros. I think it's positive, not negative.
Oh my! You mean pros?
Pros, yes, not cons. Oh, you heard me wrong. Okay, I don't mean cons. Pros, positives.
It means ايجابيات.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Positive. I think I said that already. It's more easier than yes. You go to the school or the university.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's there is not a lot of.
What do you think is saving time?
It's the same thing with the pros. The remote learning easier than go to the school.
Yeah, easier than yes. But I think I mean so we need special names about this. Pros, like I, in my opinion, pros about remote learning, saving time, saving gasolines using cars, saving electricity in buildings of school because you're set in your home, and not the check not coming for the government, it's coming for you. So we have also. We have saving small children, or not small, the children who age from 12 to 7 from risk because he's set in his home, not go to street, go to some another place, so, strange place. This is, I think it's pros.
Do you so, have anything? It's all about... you have to go out. Neither with the remote learning, all you have to do is just sit on your laptop. So yeah. I think it doesn't has a lot of positive. Let's be honest, yani the Shajar.
I
do. Do you have more positive?
Yeah, I have a lot. Also, sometimes student, this is not about going out. Okay, this is about when I in class. When I class, some student can't focusing for 2 hours or 1 hour, a whole lecture. But in my view, I can focusing in one lecture for 4 hours, 5 hours. I don't care. Okay, I can sit in my office and studying for 5 hours in the same subject.
Okay.
Because some student or some the student have not have the same level of IQ. Okay, some student need more explain to understand. It's not a weak point for this. He's not stupid, but some student need more explain. Okay, but I don't need for more explain. I need for more practicing. So when I end the explain, I go to practice directly. So this is one of the pros.
Okay. Yes. I agree.
This is not about going out.
Yes, the positive you have yes. mentioned. Yeah. Yes, it's a okay, positive, really.
Yeah. Another one, I think it's, no, it's not gross. It's, it's big negative. Okay, and let's jump to our negatives. What do you think about negatives? I think there's a more many lot, negatives.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can okay.
You say, okay. Go.
You. Okay. I will say the first negative is the care or the teachers care. They are not care like when they care on the school or in the university.
Do you it's mean not about the same, understanding about understanding of student?
No, the teachers.
Yeah, don't care about understanding of student.
Yes, because they think the student is not about the teacher or near.
Okay.
So he said, the teacher said, why
everyone
am I doing
understand.
This? Yes, and all the students say, yes. I understand. So I think that negative, the first negative.
Yeah, okay. There is something another. I think there is more ongoing.
You go with the second.
Okay, I will say. Second one, in my opinion, there is subject. There is two type of subject: practical and the subject from studying from papers. You know, practical needs see the tools and experience it. So I have three labs in the week, so I didn't go to one of them. Okay. So this is a big problem. When I practical in my home, I don't have the tools, I don't have the environment of labs. This is a big one, big of negatives.
Okay. Maybe you get used in the university about this. Maybe other student
Do you mean I have previous experience?
Yes, maybe.
Yes, I have, but the another student have big problem. Not the only problem I have challenges about practical subject because our teacher is stupid. Sorry about this.
No
word,
offense.
But he is very stupid. He don't know about using cam. He don't know about using laptop. He don't have trackpad. He using mouse to drawing the numbers. I don't know. And one of the problem when he said understand all of the hey guys, are you understand what they say? Yes. No one understands.
Yes.
This is the problem of practical subject because he using he. To be honest, he depend on the teacher. Okay, but this teacher make the situation worse than before.
Okay.
So, I think this is a big negative. What do you think about the third one? Do you have third one?
I don't know.
Let me thinking about something. Oh, submit is submitting, no, delivering a thing, delivering homework. What do you think?
Homework?
Yeah. That cheating.
I don't know.
Cheating about
oh,
homework.
Oh, cheating. Okay.
I don't think.
No, no. About cheating. I think the teachers. Yani. Don't care about the students if they cheating or not because they are cheating. You don't have to try. You don't have to tell them no. Don't cheat. He will cheat.
Yeah, he give up. All women yes. Give up.
There is no way.
No way. Because you are using internet.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I think this is last negatives. We will talk about challenges. Okay. Let me say something about challenges.
Yes, go ahead.
In Saudi Arabia, specifically, the big challenges of student who remote learning, the connection, Wi-Fi, connection. 4G, 5G, Viber, nothing or no one. If you have class from 25 student, I think it's 55 for to 60. 100% of students don't have good connection.
Yes,
this is a big challenge in Saudi Arabia, in my opinion.
And that's something special in here in Saudi
yeah,
Arabia.
Yeah, specific, not Saudi Arabia, also Egypt. I think it's. Let's be honest. It depends on the where are you living. So I living in Mecca. So I was in CC Mobile. It's to be know our listener. It's a company that provide the service of connection like Wi-Fi, 5G. So I using CC. I had CC. I had all company here who provide service.
Yes, yes. It's the worst.
Mobile, it's the best of the worst. Okay, it's because okay. The range of service is better in my neighborhood. So I turn to it. So, this is a big challenge, to be clearly. So, do you have any challenge about remote learning?
Challenge? Maybe about with some teachers, the student understanding the teachers, it's a challenge for him in the remote learning.
Yes,
maybe it is
absolutely
a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if you have the challenge.
It's not only challenge; it's the problem of remote learning. It's a problem because, oh my God, you said previously, some teachers said, "Are you understanding?" Yes, no one understands. So I think this the second challenge of but it's a front of teachers, not student. I think also student if he how deal with the teacher who doesn't care about understanding of student. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, it's the student. What do you think?
I think
about the challenge of student who have a teacher doesn't care about understanding of him.
Yes, that's what I said. Maybe it is a challenge for some student who doesn't understand from the teacher, and maybe it is a challenge for the teacher to deliver the
information,
the information for the students, especially when the teacher is explain something and the student is asleep, so he has to say his name to wake him up. Yes, that's
surprising.
It's a challenge for the teacher.
Yes. Yes, I think this is a fourth challenge of poor student who is sleeping during the scenes. How keep up with the teacher? Oh my God! Okay.
And special the way you sit with your phone.
Oh.
Just.
Especially when I sit in the bed.
Yes.
Because, oh my God, when the air condition is turned on with high speed, the atmosphere.
When the light's off.
Okay. Let's just stop here. I think this is the ending of our meeting. Thank you, Hassan. This is it was a perfect meeting. Do you have anything to say?
No, thanks. Thank you for this meeting. It was a good subject to discuss, yes. Mm-hmm. Especially in this time, in this case of life.
Yes.
So thank you.
Welcome. This is, I think, to say bye.
Goodbye.